Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Biggie's back from Mix 104.1.
Yep.
And can't beat Kennedy. How'd it go? Well, don't tell us.
I won't tell you how it went, but it went great, and I think I got some Taylor I think I got some Taylor Swift tickets, and I think I can parlay those into Drake.
Wow.
I don't think you're allowed as an Odyssey employee to win tickets or win any contest on any radio.
Well, station. I didn't win a contest. Let's just say they fell off a track. Or let's just say they were blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
But no, it went really good. I'm excited.
Well, we were rolling on it. So,
oh, were you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so I thought they were doing it.
Maybe we'll hear some of the highlights as they were.
Two juggernauts, let me tell you this, in the world of trivia.
How does the game work?
So it's five questions, trivia. She leaves the room, and then they ask me the questions. I answer them. She comes back, and then they ask the same five questions.
I see.
And, you know, the best, the one who answers the most questions wins.
Uh-huh.
So it was really good. And she's like, her record is ridiculous. I think she's almost at 5,000 wins.
Wow.
Like 4,900.
How does one assure that she has not been given the questions in advance?
You don't. I mean, that's the thing. I told you, it's like
Is the Procter & Gamble supervising the whole thing like they do the Oscars?
It's like a foyer thing. You never know how it's really getting done, or if it's on the up and up, you just do it, and you do it with a smile.
I mean, sometimes these things, they aren't what they seem when it comes to radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've been in the radio business, not as long as Shine, but I've been in the business. I know.
I mean, it's like, sometimes, for instance, like the Jam Scam. Right. Those aren't real people.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I've heard.
Telling somebody Santa's not alive. So please,
Santa's here.
So I went on the what did I say? It's the trust factor there. Like when you're taking what somebody is telling you for words. So I believe that.
I don't think it's called the trust factor.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I believe Carson and Kennedy wouldn't stand me.
No, I don't think they would. They're both excellent people, and I think they probably.
And I'm a trivia juggernaut.
It's all on the. Are you?
I mean, how many times have we done the 10 giveaway games and people haven't been able to beat me?
Yeah.
I mean, he did give you that Iceland fact yesterday.
Yeah. Which is pretty good.
Yes, he did, which was totally wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
It was not like a simple Google search.
It is a simple
reminds Google. Us that Wiggy was wrong again on Iceland.
No, it's
hey, look, Greg trusts Google again.
The conspiracy theorists want you to believe that it was because of the Viking who landed there and saw the ice caps. No. But the true Icelandians will tell you.
All right. Let's get to Rob Bradford, who is presented this week by McFarland Energy, the home oil and HVAC company that Greater Boston, the North Shore, and all of Cape Cod depend on. See McFarlandEnergy.com to learn more. Also, Rob Bradford brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And he joins us this morning from Fort Myers for at least one more week on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Rob.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know, when Wiggy says he's a trivia juggernaut, he's basically saying that because he doesn't accept the right answer. So he says something, and you say, that's wrong. And he's like, no, it's not. And then he just goes on his way. So that's why he's a trivia juggernaut.
I'm like Kevin Malone from The Office. There's just a gift that I have when it comes to trivia.
Okay.
Seattle.
So listen, we're getting close to the home opener here, a week away from Thursday. And I think some would say this team is – has been a bit of a surprise when it comes to their performance. Are you feeling that same way, Rob?
No, I don't feel good about the team right now, to be honest with you. So but that could change at the end of the day. But this is how spring training works. Yesterday was such a dud. You had the relievers didn't do well. The only good thing that happened yesterday was that your cleanup hitter hit a home run, but that was on the other side of the state for an entirely different team. So it's, you know, I think that they got some things to figure out here over the next week and a half. And part of that is just getting guys back, and back Yoshida and getting back Verdugo and two key guys. So, yeah, I mean, in a day, in 2 days, in a week, it could feel a little bit different. But a day like yesterday sort of it made us remind us that there are definitely some holes in this team.
Rob, with you being down there every day, I always wonder, like, how much does spring training show us? Is it like kind of like where we always look at preseason games in the NFL? And, you know, I mean, I look at those like they mean nothing. So is that like the same approach that spring training is? Or is there a better view of what the team is based on some of the games that they play? Or is it just wait till the season starts?
No, it's a good question, because every time I go through NFL preseason, everyone freaks out about Bam Childress catching touchdown passes, you know? It's like, who cares? You know, it's so I think spring training is a lot like that. I will say this, is that to me, the most important part about spring training when it comes to actually winning games is at the end. You want to be playing well at the end. I've seen it carry over really good teams with the Red Sox, where they haven't been playing well at the end, and they get off the really crappy starts. So I think that that's the key. The problem here is that you haven't even had your whole team together. So you got to sort of crunch a lot in a matter of a week. But I do think that there are things like, you know, like I said, with the bullpen yesterday, that you have to start figuring out. You have to understand, okay, this guy is going to go in the ninth, this guy's going to go in the eighth, this guy's going to go in the seventh. And right now, it doesn't really feel like they have all that locked in.
Rob, Brian Baio getting a lot of praise recently. What have you liked out of him in spring training?
First of all, I like the fact he has a tattoo that says 100. And I asked him, I said, why do you have a tattoo that says 100? He's like, because that's how I want to throw 100 miles an hour. All right, well, you know, don't we all, first of all? I give him a lot of credit. There you go. You have goals, you have aspirations, and you tattooed it on your wrist to show that. I think he's a really confident kid, and to me, you know, I always slow play these prospects. Everyone gets all, like, jacked up about him. Oh, they're going to be Hall of Famers and everything else. But I will say this. Like, this kid, when you see him face hitters, it's different. Like, his stuff is really, really, really good. And I think that if you're talking about optimism with this team, I think that you go with Whitlock, you go with Bayo, you go with Sale, you go with the starting pitchers. And, I you know, that is one thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing this kid pitch this year.
I thought it was because he kept it 100 every time he talked.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, that's why I have my 100 tattoo. But, I mean, you know, everybody's different.
You mentioned Yoshida. One positive would be that bat, and should that be able to translate here to Fenway, then – that's certainly something that would be helpful to this team.
Yeah, well, I just came out from the clubhouse, and I was asking guys, like, okay, you know, what's your perception of this guy? And because all they had seen him do was take BP and out in the backfield, and the next thing you know, he's on TV hitting, like, historic home runs. And Kike Hernandez has said, like, we knew right when we started seeing him that this guy was legit. And, you know, I think that what the WBC has shown, the fact that this guy's hitting cleanup behind Ohtani suggest something. I don't know if it's going to translate immediately, but I think that everything that we've seen from this guy is hugely encouraging. Now, you know, it's too bad that you have to say, hey, you know, here's your best hitter, and you don't even know what you have. I mean, that's where we are with this roster. But I guess it's a step in the right direction. And you know, I think the WBC as a whole, I don't know, I'm sure that, you know, Wiggy, you've been watching the WBC game?
I have. I've been checking it out. My boy Showtime, right. He's going to be a free agent next year. So
who do you get tonight? Who do you get tonight, Japan or USA?
Oh, I'm going with Showtime all day long. I'm going with Japan.
Ooh.
Yeah?
All right. Well, there you go. But I think that, you know, these guys come back. Like, Kike Hernandez comes back yesterday from this unbelievable tournament where it's the most intense environment that you ever saw. David Ortiz, after the game yesterday, says it was more electric than even a World Series game. It's like, what? What are you talking about? But, like, Kike Hernandez comes back from that and then plays in this, like, awful spring training dud of a game. And it's such a weird dynamic. But I think that when you talk about the WBC, the thing is that you hope that that enthusiasm and that electricity carries over even a little bit to what we're going to have in regular season this year. Because, I mean, this is what – forget about the injuries. I mean, baseball needs something like this, right? I mean, don't they?
Yeah. Plus, the other thing is with Japan is they don't allow TikTok over there, so those guys are not distracted, you know, in the clubhouse. Now, let me ask this question, Bradford, because
that's amazing analysis right there.
That is pretty good.
That's really good.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a they don't allow TikTok, so mm-hmm. it's too much of a distraction, so they can focus in on the important thing, which is winning the WBC. Bradford, when you look at, I know that we went back and forth, or you and Curtis went back.
Up until now, Wiggy thought WBC was a category on Pornhub, but anyway, go ahead.
That's a category that we would check out, though.
Hey, both are electric right now, right. So there you go.
All right. Last week, you and Curtis went back and forth.
By the way, I have to interrupt here. I just went through the killing taking on Kennedy segment. Yes. Wiggy got a question wrong that will haunt my dreams forever.
It is the
worst moment I have ever heard in radio. It includes me drunk with a dog tag.
So you and Curtis back and forth last week about opening day starter and Chris Sale and just that thing. But when you actually look at this rotation, I think I heard Lou say this when he was filling in for Gresham Foyer, that you need at least one, sometimes two aces. When you look at this starting pitching for the Red Sox, do they have one guy that could potentially be that guy?
Well, Chris Sale is going to potentially be.
Yeah.
Well,
but I don't know if I would put him in that category.
But no, but you know, you say potentially, and the answer is yeah, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the problem. I mean, you could go down the list of guys. Chris Sale and Brian Bayo and Garrett Whitlock and Corey Kluber and all these guys. And say, yeah, potentially, sure.
Do you have one?
Yes. I mean, all those names that I mentioned mm-hmm. potentially could be top of the rotation, one or two guys. No question about it. But the problem is, in the next breath, you're like, well, you prove it. You know, like, prove it. You can't prove it. And so I guess that it's better to have at least guys that have potential. But I do know this, is that teams they're going up against have the no doubt about it ones and the twos. So we're gonna have to figure that out. So to answer your question, Brian Bayo, like Courtney asked about him, like he has the potential to. Like what the image that he portrayed the other day, like that is an elite starter. But until this guy does it at the major league level, I can't say he's gonna do it.
Well, Sale's going to be on the mound today, correct? So do you want to see any type of improvement?
It's actually his half birthday, so he's not going to be able to do that.
Any improvement you want to see out of him to show that he is back and he is that guy?
No, because he could cruise through. It's still spring training. I mean, he could cruise through everybody, and you feel great about Chris Sale, and that's super. But it's not until whatever, you know, whenever that is, what is it, Thursday or Saturday, no, not Thursday, definitely Saturday, because we documented that. But Saturday, that's when it matters the most. That we listen, Chris Sale has done everything right this spring. He said all the right things. He's done all the right things. He's pitched well, so forth and so on. But, like, with the rest of this team, I've never seen a Red Sox team that is could go either way, that is so uncertain. And, you know, it's a weird feeling because, Wiggy, you asked about spring training.
Mm-hmm.
By this time, most of the time, like, I have a pretty good feel of the team. I'm walking through the stands, people asking whatever. I'm like, I can't tell you. I don't know. I would take the over of whatever it is, 74 wins, but still, I can't tell you exactly what this team's going to be.
Well, 9 days until we can all do.
Let's go.
We can all do what Chris Sale will be doing, and that right. is sitting back and watching the Red Sox play on opening day. So, one of the great days. I love opening day. I love the marathon day. I heard the Rob. Have you heard the rumblings that the entire, or virtually the entire 2013 team will be back to commemorate the marathon? And
I don't even think it's rumblings. I think it's, you can lock that in. Yeah, okay. I think that's happening. Yeah,
that'll be on that marathon Monday game.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. All right, Great to talk to you, Rob Bradford. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
Bob Bradford on the Harbor One Hotline, and here is Courtney with what is trending.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the lawyers at Teen Malone. And I don't know if you guys saw this. You bring up Marathon Monday. Zdeno Chara will be running in the marathon this year.
Yeah. Excellent.
Very Big cool. Z. Okay. The Sox fell to the Pirates yesterday, 7-5. Red Sox spring training continues today at 1:05. Sox and Orioles, you can listen to that on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Network with Lou Maloney and Will Fleming on the call in Boston on WEEI AM 850 and on the Odyssey app throughout most of New England. And Bossman Laird wanted me to make sure everybody knew that it is a sale day, so get excited about that. Right. Got the text. Sale day. We've got two games after the Sox. The Bruins welcome the Senators to town tonight. Puck drop at 7 p.m. And the Celtics take on the Kings out West, tip at 10. And on the Pat schedule today, Devin McCourty's retirement press conference at 2 p.m. So make sure to be tuning in to that. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's going to be warm out today. Enjoy it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.